on Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
Past 10 with Sean Cosgrove. Big day at Racing Grand Victoria. It's Murray Cup Day there, a beaut day. Of course, we've got Kembla Grange off today. We're going to concentrate on Murray and the big meeting. And Paul Graham is the track manager. Morning, Paul.
Good morning, Sean. How are you going, mate?
I'm terrific. Now, you copped a few showers by the sounds of it.
Yeah, look, just one big one, Sean. We got 18 mil in 7 minutes at 3:30 yesterday, arvo.
Right.
And that caused us to, go from a good four to a soft six. Rails in the true, beautiful grass cover across the track. And look, she'll race very well today.
Paul, you redid that track how long ago? It's a great surface there now.
It's about 4 years now. It's a Strathair surface, so heavy rain's not a drama. It just pulls through really, really quick. So the track staff have done a fantastic job. A few little teething problems early, but no, she's settled in now and she's a beautiful racing surface.
Yeah, well, Murray, prior to that, quite often you'd only need someone to sniffle and you'd be in a bit of strife, didn't you?
Yeah, no. I've sort of heard that was the go, and they say that clouds come to die at Murray, so they might be right with that. But the track now runs like an absolute peach.
Beautiful. Well, good luck today. It's a ripper day there, Murray Cup Day, and hope you're back a winner.
Thanks very much, Sean.
Thanks, Paul. Paul Graham, track manager there at Murray today, and Mark Hunter's going to find a few winners for us. How are you, Mark?
Sean, I remember being at the Murray Cup in 1996 to watch Change of Fortune run, but unfortunately Royal Snack was far too good for them.
And what a great horse Royal Snack was. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, did Royal Snack win a couple of Murray Cups?
I reckon, it's only a guess here, but I reckon he won at least three in a row.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Maybe, I don't know if it was four, maybe at least three in a row I reckon he won.
Yeah,
Station Hand was top weight in that cup. It was a fantastic horse as well.
Yeah, and he was trained by the Hazes.
He was. I think he ran third in a Cox Plate.
Yeah. I'm just going to have a look here because I tell you what, not a lot of horses win a race in 3 or 4 years in a row anywhere. That's a terrific effort, isn't it?
Yes, he's in elite company with Winks there, Royal Snack.
Yes. All right. I'll check in a moment. We'll find out. Now, the first there today, number one, calling what you like, $4.42. Ginger Jones, $2.20. Three, money back, $4.80. Four, Aravaki, 12. Five, Shake on at $4.40. Six, seven, eight out. And nine, Zavance's, 19. Favourite, $2.20. Number two, Ginger Jones.
Yeah, this is a tough start to the day. The first few races are pretty hard here today. And this race, I wouldn't be shocked what wins this. I'll go for number three, money back, who I'd seen trial well going into that debut at Bendigo. It got posted three wide, fought on well in a dash home. It drops back to 1,200 metres, but should be able to take a relatively handy spot and be strong to beat number five, Shake on it. Didn't have the best of luck on debut in a handy race. It's trialled up well for this. Number two, Ginger Jones. Look, it might win. It should be the first leader. It's just got to run 1,200 metres. And down the bottom to the outside, number nine, Zavance. Wasn't hopeless there on debut, and the blinkers on a big plus for this horse. It's a race where, as I say, nothing would shock me. 3, 5, 2, and 9.
Here you go, Royal Snack. He had four goes in the Murray Cup for four wins.
There you go. That's not bad.
Yeah, that's incredible, isn't it? All right. Now the second one, Galcedino is 17. Two Locko 21. Number three, Looks Can Thrill 23. Four Moonlight's Reward 360. Five Racy Raff 4. Six Tycoon Bill 6. Seven Delightful Selenia is 34. Number eight, How Crafty Is That 26. Nine Miss Von Lozzie 23. 10 Striker Nerve 7, 11 Adversary 750, 12 out, 13 My Good Girl 17. Favourite 364 Moonlight's Reward.
Yeah, it's a poor race. They scratch the winner, and we're left with, I'll go 4 to beat 5. They're the two horses that should settle up on the speed. Neither is very strong, but they've just got very average horses chasing them. So Moonlight's Reward on top, fitter for two back. I would imagine it spears across, sits outside Racy Raff, and they have a duel to the line to beat number 5, Racy Raff. Haven't seen it for a while on race day. Its last run was in a handy race. It's trialled okay recently. It should be first one down to the rails. 11 Adversary. This horse has trialled. It showed no early speed. It made some ground late. The race falls right away. And fourth pick, maybe number 7, Delightful Selena, who has at least shown some ability on soft ground. 4-5, 11-7.
Now the third, One Fast Foils, 41. Two Maldestro, 41. Three out, 4. Prince of Rock, 101. 5, Solar Impact, 10. 6, Tim and Zed is 41. 7, Chickamala, 19. Number 8, My Clementina, $9. 9, Regal Impact, 126. 10 written and ruse, 6, 11, Bill the G, 240, 12 out. And number 13 is Perfect Award, $2.80, but 240 for 11, Bill the B.
Yeah, not much depth here either. I think the top pick is number 11, Bill the B, who, look, good last time running second to Sabres. That's terrific form. Just haven't seen it for a while. So it's had 5 or 6 weeks off, which is unusual for this stable. So that's your query coming in here at the short odds. If all's well, it's the one to beat. To beat number 13, Perfect Reward. It's limited, but it's going okay. It's the obvious danger. Third pick, number 8, Mike Clementina. Drawn wide, just needs some luck. And 10 written in rouge, who's very basic as a horse, but gets a great run from the draw. They're a moderate bunch, 11, 13, 8 and 10.
All right. Now, the fourth event, one is out, and that's Manahai Mischief. Number 2, Breaker of Chains, 14. 3, Credible Witness, 480. 4 out, 5, Kapara, 17. 6, Sayorsa is $5. Number 7, Sagoon, 10. 8 out, 9, Doc's Hero, 5. 10, Go One Better, 26, 11. Leela Vadi, $4.80. Number 12 out, 13, Shimino, $5. 14's out, 15, Typeface, 31, 16 out. 480 for number 11, Leela Vadi.
Yeah, I'm keen on Leela Vadi, Sean. I liked it on Grand Final Day at Mornington. It's a horse that should get back and just be let balanced up and just charge down the outside now. On Grand Final Day, it was just sent forward, four wide, working the whole way, was given no hope at all, and did a good job to hold its ground and run sixth. It's had time to get over that run. It's got B Park back on board. It's got soft ground, which it likes. There's good speed up the front. I think with a ride, two-thirds of the way back, come to the outside, it'll charge and it can beat them. To beat number 9, Doc's Hero. Going well, drawn wide, and there's some speed in the race, but you've got a clever rider on board. It wouldn't shock to see it ridden a bit quieter. Number 7, Saguan, was given no hope at all last time. It can improve. And 3, Credible Witness, getting a nice run behind them, has got some chance. I like 11. I'll be saving on 9, 11, 9, 7, and 3.
All right, we go to race 5. Now, 1, Hulme is $2.80. Number 2, Ripplebrook, 3.50. 3 out. 4, Wimborne, 16. 5, Abazar, 61. 6, 7 out. 8, Gapur, 3.50. Number 9, Longneck Larry, 21. 10, Volunteers, 10. 11, Zuberman, 10. 12, the Armani, 41, and 13, Delightful Forever, 126. 280 favourite, 1, Hulme.
Yeah, it's my top pick. It's going to need luck, number 1, Hulme. Its best form would be awfully hard to beat. It was good enough first up. It'll handle the ground. The worry is, from the barrier, you think it would end up probably 3 back inside for the apprentice and just needing to get clear at the right time. So you just need to shut your eyes and hope for a bit of luck from the 600 metres. The best roughie in the race is number 4, Wimborne. It's often in races that just don't suit it. Wrong trips, wrong everything. But today, all the stars have aligned. It's got a mile, which suits it. It's got a wet track, which suits it. It's got a claim. It's got a good barrier. $16, I think, terrific chance. Third pick, number 2, Ripplebrook. It's probably the leader. Gets a nice run. It's going okay. And 8, Guapier. Disappointing last time. Gets a great run, but just about time to deliver something for punters for it. 1, 4, 2, and 8.
Righto, now race 6, 1 Labuan Star, 23, 2 King Lear, $5, 3 Jaws of Steel, 16, 4 Haunted, 210, 5 Run Gypsy Run, 17, 16 Thunder, 34, 7, 8 out, 9 Oscars My Mate Pa, 126, 10 Super Hard, 420, 11 Expensive is 151, 12 Smart Coupe, 7, 13 Alarm, 151. But 210 favourite, number 4 Haunted.
Yeah, I think it's the winner Haunted. It's come back from a spell in fantastic form. It was too good down at Geelong. It went to Flemington and bolted in. It's drawn gate 2. You've got a leader here in Oscar's My Mate Pa, sailing along. D-Lane parks right behind them, handles the wet, just gets clear at the right time, and I think it wins. I think the danger is number 12, Smart Coupe. It was good first up without much luck at Bendigo. Went to Caulfield. Same thing, didn't have much luck again. I reckon the horse is going well. Gone for D. Thornton today in a soft track, no worries. 5, Run Gypsy Run. It's going a lot better than its form reads, this horse. It's suited on the soft, it'll be running on. And then 10, Super Hard, who has had 3 goes for Darren Weir. They've all been okay. Gets a nice run just behind them and is competitive. But 4, the one to beat from 12, 5 and 10.
Now, race 7 is the Moe Cup. 160's Groove, 250. 2, Happy Moment is 34. 3 up. Number 4, Tall Ship, 11. 5, Red is 23. Now, 6, Nitsa Peg, 2 even. 7, Curra, 19. 8, Namiya, 19. 9, Snipfit, 10. And 10, Kingway, $31. Favourite here, pretty short, the 6, Snipeg at 2 even.
Yeah, there's just no depth, Sean, in the cup. It's fallen right away. It's an average race. And for that reason, Nitsa Peg looks the winner. It'll handle the ground. It's very fit. It'll go forward, get a good run just behind the speed. It'll run the distance. and it's just in the zone and looks to have everything going for it. 160s groove, the best horse in the race, just whether it's fit enough for the 2050 is your query. 9 snip fit, hardened fit, rolls forward, gives you a sight in front. And 5 Riyadh's there. I think it's the only roughie in the race with a chance. It was good last time. It suited the sting out. It races well at Mowi. It just doesn't often put two runs together, but I'd certainly put it in the quaddie. 6, 1, 9, and 5.
Right, race 8, 1 box of chocolates, 11, 2 top of the range, 7, 3 Royal Ace, 225, 4 realised potential is 12. 5 Star Fortune, 34, 6 Perugia, 850, 7 Mr. Churchill, 18, 8 Bad Wolf, 489, Penigo's Berserk, 7. Favourite though, 3 Royal Ace, 225.
Yeah, should win. It's going well on dry ground, and it'll jump out of the ground once it finds the soft ground here today. So it's racing well, all conditions to suit, just looks the winner to beat the stablemate number 9. I think it's just about the only danger, Benny Goes Berserk. It's another one getting back onto softer ground that will go better. 1 box of chocolates. Given No Hope last time, gets Callow on here, gets the blinkers off, handles the ground, and a place hope to number 8, Bad Wolf, who just had everything go right at the valley. It's got gate 1, gets a nice run, but I prefer place for it. 3 should win from 9, 1, and 8.
All right, the last, the 9th, number 1, Hokkaido, 41, 2, the Thug, 21, 3 out, 4, Barbie's Boy, 550. 5 out, 6 Captain Rat, 750, 7 Junior Burger, $7, number 8 Pedro Ximenez, 41, 9 Beach God, 21, 10, 11 out, 12 The Gadding Ball, $3, number 13 Botty, 330, 14 out, 15 Derinkler, he's $21. $3 favourite, number 12, and that's The Gadding Ball.
Yeah, I like number 4, Barbie's Boy. I think it's an edgeway special here. It's a horse that it's going that well that it won on dry ground last time. It's much better on soft ground. It'll run the 2050. It'll get a run just behind the speed, just wanting to be patient, bring it into the race at the right time, be ready to challenge on the home turn, and I just don't think it can miss each way at the 550. To beat number 13, Botty. Botty's on a derby preparation down here. It won okay last time. It's going to be tucked away inside, just needing the brakes. Number 12, The Gadding Ball. It'll handle the ground. It's racing consistently. They look the 3 main hopes. Then number 7, Junior Burger. It's given a magnificent ride up there at Kyneton to win. This is a harder race, but it's improving. 4, 13, 12, and 7.
Interesting. I'd like to see the stats. Louise Bonella, the trainer of Barbie's Boy, her strike rate with horses around a mile and 2,000. She has a lot of success with them.
Yeah, she does. She has those same sort of action as this horse, those long striding, get into their rhythm, exactly as you describe it, the mile to 2,000-metre horse, often on soft ground as well. So Barbie's Boy's your case in spotlight there. Mm.
All right. Now, any good things here today, Mark?
Yeah, Sean, I like race 6, number 4, Haunted, and I like race 9, number 4, Barbie's Boy, who you can back each way.
All right, terrific. Good on you. Have a great Mowi Cup Day.
Thank you.
Mark Hunter, 23 past 10, Sky Sports Radio.